Sean Longstaff, well done. Another good performance.
Yeah, I thought we backed up Saturday's performance and obviously result. I think it was pretty similar, as in we probably ran a bit harder than them and sort of wanted it a little bit more. I think that's what it came down to. Obviously the pitch isn't great, and it's not really a pitch for playing, as and we've sort of adapted and we've turned it into a bit more of a scrap. And obviously I thought Ormond was terrific tonight and he really helped her, and we're just happy to get three more points.
It was such an important game after that big win on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously they're fighting for their lives down there, so. But I think for us, obviously just looking at ourselves, we wanted to back up Saturday, prove to everyone that it wasn't just Bradford were very poor and we sort of just had to turn up and beat them 5-0. That wasn't the case. So I think we wanted to prove that obviously we were good money for our result on Saturday, and obviously prove that tonight, scoring three more goals and another clean sheet.
It's been a great response to a disappointing Easter, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And I think we had a little bit of an honest meeting last week, and a few home truths were sort of said, and I think that's good. Obviously you need that at certain points of the season, and they've realised we sort of still could have maybe been dragged back into it, but we've responded really well, and everyone's back playing together, and obviously results and performances prove that.
The old football saying 1-0 is never enough, but you sorted that out. Talk us through it.
I don't know, to be honest. I can't remember who passes it. I think it was Viv, actually. I only score long ranges when Viv passes it. So he passes it. I thought I might as well have a hit. And luckily this time it's gone in. And it's been a while since I've scored one. So obviously I'm pleased.
It's 9 for the season now. Yeah. And from where you are, you'll be champing at the bit to get double figures, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. That was the aim at the start of the year when I came. And obviously I spoke to the manager. 10 was the goal. And so one away from it, hopefully it comes sooner rather than later. But obviously, that's sort of personal things. But obviously for the team, we're playing well, and it's easier to do well, obviously, when everyone's performing. And obviously for me, being a centre midfielder, playing behind Jimmy and Jay, and them giving us that little bit of freedom just to go and roam and sort of do what I want to do. So obviously they've made it a lot easier.
53 points on the board, not many go down with that. What's the feeling inside that dressing room?
I think it's obviously just kick on, carry on. Obviously, like you just said, not many teams go down with it, but we wouldn't want to be a team that does go down with it. So it's just about keep going, carrying on, and obviously trying to win as many games before the end of the season.
Having the points on the board, though, might let you express yourselves a bit more in these last four.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, probably takes a little bit of pressure off knowing that teams have got to come and beat us, and we can sort of maybe take advantage of that, and maybe how we set up or how they have to try and attack the game, and they might leave spaces for Viv and Delph, and we're going to hit them on the counter a bit. So yeah, but obviously we'll just see how teams come, and we won't really change, to be honest, the way we play. It's been pretty similar the whole year, so we'll just take every game as it comes.
And you reckon you can keep this intensity and this front foot stuff going?
Yeah, I think we can. Obviously we've got a fit bunch, and we'll obviously work hard in training. The fitness staff Phil's got were well prepared for every game, and I think we can keep doing it. It's really just about wanting to do it more than the other team. And I think obviously if we're winning, and obviously we get on top of a team, I've just got to sort of bite down a little bit and just keep going.
Get home and look at the tables. Top half tonight.
Yeah, we've just been looking at it there. It probably just goes to show. Well, it does show how tight the league is, and obviously The couple of bad months we did have has probably killed us in terms of wanting to do a little bit better and being around the playoffs. But obviously it's always nice to look at. You'd rather be looking up than obviously looking down and seeing if you've dropped close to the relegation.